Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Anthony Adragna. While running for president, Joe Biden vowed that his presidency would be an inflection point for electric vehicles and lowering the impact of cars on the environment.
Will there be a point, or would you like there to be a point, and if so, when, that everybody drives an electric car or has to drive an electric car?
Well, I think, look, that's going to be based upon whether or not we can make it economically feasible. And it is economically feasible. Because guess what? Everybody knows where the world's going.
And while, as president, he has still not done anything to considerably force a transition in the auto sector, it seems like just his presence in the Oval Office is sparking change in the industry.
In a dramatic shift, the largest U.S. automaker Thursday set an ambitious public goal.
So General Motors announced that it is going to phase out sales of its gas and diesel-powered vehicles by 2035. And so that's like a major ambition.
All electric vehicle future.
GM Chief Executive Mary Barra has aggressively pushed the company to embrace electric vehicles, saying in a statement the automaker had worked with the Environmental Defense Fund to, quote, develop a shared vision of an all-electric future.
Also contingent on a lot of other things falling into place, including, you know, government policy. But, you know, they're one of the first to actually put a date on when they're going to phase out and go all electric. So that was pretty significant.
Making our EV future something people race toward.
GM has a long way to go. It sold 2.5 million vehicles in the United States last year, only about 20,000 of which were EVs.
Certainly an aspirational goal. So I spoke to their chief sustainability officer. He was on a call with reporters last week, Dane Parker, and he just said that while, you know, the goal is to phase out its gas-powered fleet, they said they're going to work with governments and environmental groups. Here in the U.S., of course, they would want probably some incentives from the Biden administration or future administrations to build out infrastructure to support this and also get more consumers comfortable with buying electric vehicles.
Today, Catherine Boudreau on how the new White House resident influenced GM's decision and how it could change America's entire auto landscape. It's Tuesday, February 2nd. So here's how much a move in the White House can change things around. Less than 3 months ago, the Trump administration was in the middle of a legal battle against California over the state's emission standards. In short, California wanted to make companies improve their cars' mile-per-gallon range to lower their impact on the environment. And of course, the oil-friendly White House at the time and automakers were against this move. So where did GM come down originally as part of the lawsuit challenging California's ability to set stricter emission standards for vehicles?
Yeah, so General Motors was supporting the Trump administration's lawsuit that challenged California's authority to enforce its own vehicle pollution standards. And they changed course, you know, right after Biden won the presidency. So you could call it a political expediency, but I think they saw the writing on the wall that the Biden administration, not only would they grant California the authority to enforce its own vehicle pollution standards, but they would also work on stricter standards at the national level because the Trump administration, when it came into the White House, rolled back Obama-era limits on vehicle pollution. Biden could go even further. So I think that still could be a tug of war. And with General Motors' announcement that, you know, it's going to aim to be carbon neutral by 2040 and, you know, end sales of gas and diesel powered vehicles by 2035, they could be like, look, we're already doing this anyway. We don't need more regulation. You know, the landscape is kind of mixed. So I think that General Motors is like full steam ahead and now probably has the most ambitious goal to be sure. But, you know, like Ford is making investments in electric vehicles, you know, so is, you know, obviously we think of Tesla, you know, they're the number one. So I think that this is the general trend, but I would say that there's still, you know, a long way to go. I mean, less than 2% of the sales of vehicles in 2019 were electric. So for General Motors to actually put a time frame on it is really interesting. And I think it could potentially be a difficult goal.
It's also just crazy, the evolution of the tech here. I mean, I remember when it was a big deal when an electric vehicle could go 20 miles on a charge. And now we're talking about hundreds of miles. We're seeing, you know, big muscle trucks and farm equipment. So the industry just feels like it's changing so quickly. So it feels like GM, at least here, is really leaning into that transformation.
Yeah, so I think key is certainly the investment in infrastructure. So it will require quite a bit of investment from the federal government, realistically, if you're going to support this massive transition to electric. And then they have to create, you know, incentives for consumers to buy these vehicles as well.
Also, remember the science transparency rule? That was the rule from Trump's EPA that set standards for the kind of scientific studies the agency could rely on when crafting rules, and that would potentially keep out big studies that don't share some of their data. Well, you don't need to remember it for too long. On Sunday, Biden's EPA had asked a federal judge to undo the rule, which he agreed to do on Monday. According to Judge Brian Morris in Montana, there are significant doubts that EPA even has the authority to issue such a rule. The transparency rule, also known as the secret science rule, was one of the EPA's landmark achievements under the Trump administration, as it would have affected policymaking for years to come. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. And if you want to keep a close eye on the Biden administration, Congress, and power in 2021, subscribe to Politico Playbook, the unofficial guide to official Washington, on politico.com/playbook. I'm Anthony Dragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.